it's great when both communities come out, and I know Alex Johnson would say amen to that. So that's what's good about tonight, right? Interscholastic athletics are the best.
Yeah, Jim, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, this is why I coach, this is why I want kids to be involved with basketball. Why, you know, we want to get our students here and the cheerleaders is because it just creates a great atmosphere. And we live in a kind of a, you know, world now where a lot of it's in social media and it's on YouTube and it's this and that, and we don't get out and actually see people, and we don't get in these environments as much anymore. And over the years, you know, 20 years ago, you pre-sell tickets and things like that for regional championships. But, you know, tonight was kind of one of those throwbacks. Everybody was here. The gym was loud right from the get-go. And it was just a great environment all around from both communities.
Well, tell us about the start tonight. I couldn't tell. Was it deliberate kind of really to work the ball around, or was it their defense, or kind of a combination of both? Because I thought it kind of played in your hand, at least in that first quarter, maybe first 12 minutes of this game.
Yeah, it was a combination. We weren't just trying to hold the ball, but we wanted to move it side to side. We wanted to get comfortable. You know, our guys haven't been in a game like this before in a crowd like this, and so I wanted to get them moving, everyone the ball in their hands, and kind of get it swinging side to side. And the thing with Rockridge is that they're going to be patient on offense, and so it kind of makes you want to be patient a little bit too on offense, because if you come down and shoot in the first 5 seconds, they take 45 seconds, they're just going to wear you out just playing defense all night. So I think the game plan was really good. The kids came in, did what they needed to. Just in that second half, the shots didn't fall for us.
All right, and I want to make sure I don't forget this, because I think it's a credit to your kids and to your coaching staff responding to your style of how hard they play. And I think it was about a 13 or 14-point game midway through the fourth where things didn't look too promising. And there was a turnover, and I saw all five kids that had purple jerseys on sprint back and play defense. And maybe you'll see that on the film. I noticed that, and I say, well, that is a group that I think kind of has it figured out. I know the finality of the season is still, you're still processing that. But, you know, following Sherrard and local athletics, I was really proud to see that, and I wanted to acknowledge that tonight, because I thought that was great.
I appreciate that, Jim. I mean, we have a great group of kids this year, and they're really buying into what we want to do. And it hasn't been easy all year. You know, we put them through a lot, but they are responding. And I mean, they play with their hearts, man. There's a lot of tears in that locker room right now. There's a lot of kids upset, and that's great. I mean, it's not great that we lost, but it's great that Sherrard basketball is, there's losses that is creating that type of emotion to them, because ultimately that's what's going to drive you. And it takes time, you know, to win the big one. It's going to take time. It's going to take experience. And, you know, we took about 10 steps this year from a program that hasn't had a lot of success to getting to a regional championship, to being really in the regional championship for about three quarters of the game. So, I mean, that takes time, and it takes time. We got to see our young kids that come out to support us, and our student section. You know, everybody needs to see that, because then they're going to get excited for Sherrard basketball, and that's how you build a culture of winning.
All right, so just, you know, 16-11 at halftime in the ball game. I had you for three field goals in the second half, and then, you know, I think the key mark for me was that third quarter, you know, where they get up double digits really for the first time. But I always talk about when you get down to a good team, you have to play flawless coming back, right? And, you know, you get to the line seven times, you convert only three of them. Those are four big points. You know, instead of an 11-point game, it's a 7-point game, or a 10-point game, it's a 6-point game. And then I had a stretch for you still in the game in the third quarter, turn them over three times, but get only 2 points. And you needed six, maybe nine out of those three turnovers. And it's just, you said the little things.
Yeah.
You know, the little things add up when you're playing the elite team. And you really needed those little things in the third and first half of the fourth quarter to go your way.
Yeah, spot on. I mean, that's just, we just didn't get the breaks. The ball just didn't go in the hoop. I mean, I thought they were playing with a lot of confidence, but, you know, maybe we could have made that extra pass to get a better look. Maybe we could have, finished on our toes at the free throw line. But that all is predicated on experience, and you have to get in this type of environment and play in these type of games continually to build that type of confidence. And, you know, it is nothing based on effort with this group. I mean, they did exactly what they needed to, and, you know, basketball can be a cruel game. Sometimes it just doesn't go in the hoop for you.
All right, and then, so you get here tonight. Like I said, you still digest the season, but, you know, next year at this time, that this is the program you're probably going to have to beat. So I hate to ask you this question again, but, you know, 30, 28, and 25. But tonight you were in the game. But just, I mean, in this, what happened in the second half, do you think, in terms of just them gradually extending the lead? What didn't go right for the Tigers?
We broke down a little bit defensively. We were starting to get a little bit heavy-legged out there. Offensively, the MO is you got to be a player, and we got guys that can make plays out on the floor, and we're just, a lot of our guys are just a year away from that, and so it's a lot easier to get in the gym now when you can hold this game over their heads, and when you're telling them, this is what we're going to have to do, this is how you're going to have to take the bump from Rockridge, this is how you're going to have to finish at the rim. Now they know what we're talking about, and so that's going to be a big part of the maturity of this program, is understanding some of those little details are going to make the difference in this. And the other thing that we have is we got a really good group of fresh soft kids, and you know, we only played about 7 kids tonight, and that's not what we necessarily want to do. And going forward is we want to ramp this back up, and we want to really increase the pressure. And I think that's going to create some opportunities for us in the future as well.
All right. And I'll tell people, you know, I'm partial to the three local schools, Rockridge, Girard, and Mercer County. And I can tell, you know, watching tonight how agonizing it can be from when you're trying to come back. And I thought, man, the shot, you know, trying to score. One, it's tough to score on their defense. I get that, man. They're tough. But two, when you get the shot and it goes halfway down, right, and then it kicks out and you're trying to hang in there and hit a big shot. I don't know if I can frame that question any better. That had to be agonizing tonight, because I thought there were about 4 or 5 shots that kind of had that mojo where you just didn't get the bounce in Edgington.
Yeah, those are tough. But to spin that into a positive is, and you kind of alluded to this as well, is that they just kept going. You know, they just kept going at them. And the two plays that kind of really are kind of burned in my head, they try to throw it deep twice, and we tip both of them, and it goes right to them for layups as well. You know, we get those balls back, it kind of changes the dynamic. You know, everything just seemed like we were half step out of reach. And, you know, that's kind of expected when you're playing a team that went to state last year, is in the top 10, and you're trying to go toe-to-toe with them. And, like, well, I know I'm kind of a broken record right now, but that's just part of the experience.
All right, and I just end it this way, and I mean this to the kids. I'm stoked to watch you play next year. This is a must-see basketball team that I think has an opportunity to be pretty elite. So I'm excited about that. That's my expectation for your group coming back next year. You got to be feeling that too, I hope.
Yeah, I mean, I am to a degree, you know, but my heart breaks is because I like this group. And the 4 seniors that finished the season with us, they were great kids. And so, you know, that's always the tough part, is that you're going to walk into the gym tomorrow and they're not going to be in there. And, you know, hopefully what we're doing is we're building a culture, and we're going to have some sustained success here. And when we do, that senior group is going to be a big part of why we were successful.
Coach, thanks for the help all season. Have a good off season, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Orient 10-32 next November. Thanks for the help, man.
Real quick, Jim, just 2 things. I really want to thank the Girard community for coming out and supporting us all year. They have just been tremendous. And also, I want to thank my wife. It is her birthday today. I have 6 beautiful kids at home. She stays home and lets me do what I love. And, I mean, she is just unbelievably strong. And I take advantage of that most of the time. And I just want to say happy birthday to her.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Alex Johnson with us. Great atmosphere tonight. Rockridge wins it. 41-25. Back with more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.